Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. To Las Vegas, Jeff Bliss is Pacific Watch, and right now he's watching Pacific Las Vegas. Jeff, a very good evening to you. Thank you for this. Walking around Las Vegas, the first thing I want to know is the Tropicana. That's being sacrificed for the baseball field. How's the deconstruction coming? Good evening to you.
Good evening, John. It appears the deconstruction is right on schedule. They've been ripping out the parking lots and bringing down some of the structure bit by bit. But it's, you know, it's going, I don't want to say slowly but surely. It's going along very surely. This is something that'll get done on or before the scheduled date in 2028. I guarantee it. They're eager to get this done. And I think they're eager to get the A's in there as soon as possible. They don't want them hanging out any longer than they have to.
The A's are despairing. They need a home. They need Vegas. They'll be a much better team. They'll be demand to play for the A's. Now, you did send me a photograph with a steam shovel falling into a hole in the ground in Tropicana. What was that?
Apparently, the large steam shovel had rolled over a septic tank type area in the parking lot, and it was just too much weight for the steam shovel, and so it sunk in. And, you know, it was probably something that went back to the 50s or 60s, and they had forgotten about it. But, yeah, it swallowed it right up to the cab.
Immediately, I thought about all those odd things that were turning up at the bottom of the grand when the water was going down, and the Colorado River in the storage areas. They were finding boats that had been sunk many years before, bodies in barrels, but nothing like that has been found at the Tropicana.
Not that I know of, but it is funny. I did see one or two attorney billboards advertising things. You know, you usually see them saying, have you been in an accident or a workplace problem? But these are, were you injured retrieving bodies from Lake Mead? Contact me and I'll help you get compensation.
People were injured? All right, fine. Yes. Now, Formula One, we covered that very carefully because it was a novelty in Las Vegas. And there were complaints that businesses had been blocked because of the way they built the road. How is the Formula One's future in Vegas, and are they reconsidering where they're putting it?
I think it's very strong, and you ask most people, they'll tell you, even if they don't like it, that it has a future here. You know, we're talking at least 10 years, but this could be something that is with them for, you know, indefinite amount of time. It's very popular with a lot of people. They're already talking about the different hotels and casinos selling VIP packages and room packages. And it'll be earlier this year than last year, so it'll be a more competitive race. In other words, last year, by the time they got to the Las Vegas race, the season had been decided by the points winner, Max Struppen. But this year, you know, you'll get to the Vegas race and you still won't have a champion yet. So it'll be more important. I'm sure they'll bring more people to it. And, you know, as time goes along, look, that was the first race, the first time they'd done it, the inaugural Formula One in Vegas. I'm sure they've got a lot of things ironed out. As a matter of fact, the head of Formula One said, yeah, we know we've got to smooth some things out. We know what to do, and it's going to be a great race.
Jeff, how are the visitors? Do you see a lot of street traffic?
There is a lot of street traffic. There was more traffic than the last time we were here, probably a couple months ago. And I noticed more people out on the strip on a Thursday night last night. But the real test will come this weekend, this Friday and Saturday. And I expect there will be a lot of traffic because there are a lot of things happening in town, a lot of big concerts and events. So plus there are conventions. You know, Vegas has really come back as a convention town.
Right. I have a stat saying it's at or close to 2019 levels, and that's conventions. Now, two constructions. I don't know which is more important, the water park and a Thunderdome, something for basketball. What are they planning?
They're planning a 20,000-seat arena, at least, with the surrounding resort casino area. And that'll be up near where the Fontainebleau, which is kind of the newest of the big, big resorts that opened this year, is. And so it'll be up at that end of the strip, more to the northern end of the strip. And while there's nothing in concrete yet, either figuratively or literally, it looks like this is going to go forward. That's the last big sport that Vegas needs to get, that and pro soccer. And then it'll have all the areas, you know, all the areas covered in terms of pro sports.
And the water park, where's that going?
Well, the water park is farther down the other end, is my understanding of where they want to put this giant water park in. And Vegas and some of the surrounding areas have flirted with giant water parks for years. Some have been somewhat successful, including some that are right at the resorts. But this one is supposed to be massive. Now, Vegas is famous for having these beautiful big ideas about resorts and attractions, and some materialize, some go bankrupt before they ever, you know, have the first shovel full of dirt turned. But this one looks like it could be promising, especially when you're talking about a metropolitan area that will have grown so big. I mean, in just a decade or so, it'll have grown from, I think, 2 million to about 3.2 million. That's significant. And that can support a lot of different activities.
And to Hollywood. First of all, there was an item in the LA Times you bring to my attention about a crisis in Hollywood for the crews. What kind of crisis?
The crisis is that after the actors and writers strike, that Hollywood just hasn't come back like they thought it would have. And the people that were struggling during the strike, having to take two or three side jobs, work for, you know, Instacart type jobs and delivery jobs, they've had to combine two or three of those kinds of jobs to make ends meet. And it's been really tough on a number of people. A number of people have just had to move away because they can't find business. There aren't enough films and TV shows being filmed. So there are a number of different things contributing to this. The factors are include, you know, questions about AI and how that's going to be used or is used. The fact that, you know, production houses have cut back on some spending. Some of the studios have cut back on spending. And there's this, you know, like the stock market, Hollywood doesn't like uncertainty. And so that impacts all of these things. And, you know, the reason the uncertainty impacts things, it's not just Hollywood, but Wall Street, which controls a lot of Hollywood, feels that as well. So until things shape up a little better, I don't think Hollywood's going to be saying, yeah, we're back from the strike for quite some time.
I have an item here that said one day you're working at Pixar on high-end production. The next day you're in a McDonald's warming fries. Is that a common story in Hollywood?
Well, in Hollywood, it's always been the type of thing where, you know, you can go to a takeout place and the guy working the counter is, you know, get a screenplay that's on the verge of being bought, or you go to the dry cleaner and the person working there is an actor who's waiting for their next audition call. That's always been part of Hollywood. But now you throw in these extra factors. And yeah, especially when you talk about something like working at Pixar or some of the other technical production areas, animation and things like that, they have great concerns about AI because AI is already in the process of getting rid of a number of jobs, in that side of the business. And the worry is that it could get rid of jobs in the writing and even maybe in some cases the acting and voiceover parts of the business.
Now, a tragedy. Johnny Wachter of General Hospital murdered in West L.A., West Hollywood?
Yeah, unfortunate set of circumstances. He came out of a bar there. And he's been an actor before in General Hospital. People knew him around Hollywood, well thought of, respected guy. And he caught a group of people allegedly taking his catalytic converter or trying to off of his vehicle. And he tried to stop them and was shot and killed. And this is a problem that we're seeing. It seems to be on the increase, at least people being met with some sort of violent response when they surprise people at their residences, businesses, or places like the bar where these thieves have set out to steal these catalytic converters. The catalytic converters, which are used to clean the exhaust that's leaving a vehicle so it cuts down on pollution, are often filled with, you know, things like platinum and other important metals that they can turn around and sell on the black market. They can fence. And so somebody taking, you know, a catalytic converter can make some money. You do it enough times in the night and you've got a pretty good little paycheck for yourself.
Jeff Bliss is Pacific Watch and Vegas Report. I'm John Bash.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Your child deserves an education that sets them up for success. K-12 knows that learning isn't one size fits all and has options tailored to each child's needs, interests, and goals for the future. K-12 powered schools are tuition-free, accredited online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. Students learn at their speed, at home, from state-certified teachers specially trained to teach online. Join the more than 3 million families who've chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast to enroll today.